This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi gave a strong message to Islamabad saying that there is no place left in Pakistan where terrorists can breathe in peace. He said India has the capability to eliminate terrorists at their homes. Mr. Modi said this while interacting with the air warriors and soldiers at Air Force Station Adampur in Punjab.
पाकिस्तान में ऐसा कोई ठिकाना नहीं है जहां बैठकर आतंकवादी चैन की सांस ले सके हम घर में घुसकर मारेंगे और बचने का एक मौका तक नहीं देंगे और हमारे ड्रोन्स हमारी मिसाइलें उनके बारे में तो सोचकर पाकिस्तान को कई दिन तक नींद नहीं आएगी.
Hailing the success of Operation Sindoor, the Prime Minister said India has destroyed 9 terrorist camps and eliminated over 100 terrorists in Pakistan. He said the Pakistani army on which these terrorists were relying has been defeated by the Indian Armed Forces. He said the masters of terror have now realized that shedding the blood of innocent people will have only one outcome, devastation and utter annihilation.
9 आतंकी ठिकाने बर्बाद हुए, 100 से ज्यादा आतंकियों की मौत हुई. आतंक के आंकड़ों को अब समझ आ गया है भारत की ओर नजर उठाने का एक ही अंजाम होगा तबाही भारत में निर्दोष लोगों का खून बहाने का एक ही अंजाम होगा विनाश और महाविनाश.
The PM lauded the courage, valor and professionalism of the armed forces in protecting the nation during Operation Sindoor. He emphasized that Operation Sindoor is a trinity, India's policy, intent and decisive capability. He said Operation Sindoor has boosted the nation's morale, united the country in a thread of unity and protected India's border. New Delhi has reiterated its long-standing stance of bilateral resolution of any issues related to Jammu and Kashmir. Replying to a question during media briefing in New Delhi, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that India's policy over this matter has not changed and any outstanding matter is the vacation of illegally occupied Indian territory by Pakistan. The MEA spokesperson said effective response by Indian armed forces compelled Pakistan to stop its firing. Speaking on Indus Waters Treaty, Mr. Jaiswal said, after Pahalgam terror attack, India will keep the treaty in abeyance until Pakistan credibly and irrevocably abjures support for cross-border terrorism. He said there is now a new abnormal and sooner Pakistan gets used to it, the better. Prime Minister Narendra Modi chaired a high-level review meeting on the National TB Elimination Program at his residence in New Delhi. Lauding the significant progress made in early detection and treatment of TB patients in 2024, PM called for scaling up successful strategies nationwide, reaffirming India's commitment to eliminate TB from India. Prime Minister reviewed the recently concluded 100-day TB Mukt Bharat Abhiyan covering high-focus districts wherein 12.97 crore vulnerable individuals were screened, 7.1 lakh TB cases detected, including 2.85 lakh asymptomatic TB cases. During the meeting, PM stressed the need to analyze the trends of TB patients based on urban or rural areas and also based on their occupations. In Punjab, the death toll from the Hooch tragedy has climbed to 21, with several others still hospitalized. The incident occurred in the Majidia constituency of Amritsar, where people from 4 villages consumed spurious liquor made from ethanol on Monday. The CM said 10 persons, including the kingpin, have been arrested so far, whereas DSP Amolak Singh and Sub-Inspector Avatar Singh of Majidia have been suspended for gross negligence in discharging their duties. 14 Maoists have surrendered in Sukma district of Chhattisgarh. 5 women are also among those who surrendered. A total reward of 16 lakh rupees was declared on 8 of these Maoists. All the surrendered Maoists were given an incentive amount of 50,000 rupees each under the rehabilitation policy of the state government. In football, hosts India sealed the top spot in Group B of the SAFF Under-19 Championship with a dominant 4-0 win over Nepal in Upia, Arunachal Pradesh. Nepal, with 3 points, also advanced as group runners-up. In the semi-finals on Friday, India will face Maldives, runners-up of Group A, while Bangladesh, Group A winners, will take on Nepal at 3:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. India's retail inflation eased to 3.16% in April from 3.34% in March, driven by significant easing in food prices. And that is the end of this news bulletin.